All right, KD8PAZ Mini, take care. And 73, we'll talk to you again. KC8BOA already was in it, it said 73 to us. So D8DW Dave, you're up next with NAEUI Tom on deck. Dave, go ahead for the 73 round, and thanks again for your to everybody for their interesting stories about their radios. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. W-A-D-W. Yeah, the radios are funny. Some of them work better for different things. And as you said before, I don't do a whole lot of phone anymore. Maybe I might get on 10% of the time on the radio is phone. Most of it is CW or digital. And I find that some radios are better than others for different modes. So it depends on what modes you're going to be running. I know my TS-2000 is probably better for phone, but I do have a Alacraft K3 that is works real, real good on CW. It's got all the bells and whistles, all the filters in it. That are probably one of the better CW rigs. Not that the ICOM 7610 isn't, but the K3 is probably better for that. And portable use, I do have a KX2 that works really, really well. That is a tremendous radio for 5 watts. Got a lot of filtering, a lot of good things to say about that. And the funny thing about that, when I bought it, I had it 2 or 3 weeks. I got on, I worked the running 5 watts into wire antennas. I worked about 6 hours of the international DS contest. Worked all the continents. My furthest away was I worked Australia running 5 watts into a wire running the KX2. So good radio, nice radio there. But anyway, we're open for a couple more days of good weather. We golfed today. Actually, we golfed in Farwell last Wednesday. We're sort of hoping that we get a couple more weeks. We're planning. We got tee time for next Monday. Looks like it may rain though, but we'll see what happens. The golf season's coming to a fast close here. Just about the time my game gets good, the season's over. Anyway, thanks for doing it there, Mike. 73 is all. Everyone have a good one. This is WADW. Back in that control.